You see, they want our Western sisters to know what they're saying. We speak in Gujarati.
Mm.
But sometimes we don't want that Gujarati speaking people to know, so then I speak in Irani.
Maybe you'll have to make a special language sometime.
Mm. That's why the best language is Baba's language. Mm. Because it doesn't need words.
Mm.
And it's just gestures, not even ABCD.
Mm.
And in when we were in Switzerland in 1952, Max Haplicker's three daughters, Max and Gisela Haplicker's three daughters were there. And one of them, Monica, says, I used to play with them, and we used to pick apples from under the tree. And either Gisela or Heidi, they would make a beautiful apple pie, apple dish, sweet dish. Swiss love sweet things, and we'd have this. But Monica says the thing she remembers clearly about that time is Baba and I talking with each other at a distance. I was given silence at that time by Baba. I can only talk to him, but that's if you're close to. Now, Baba's there, way out there, and she sat on a balcony. And I was many, many feet over here. And Baba says to me, how come this happened? And I said, I don't know, this is enough. Whatever it was, we went on happily talking by gestures. And totally understanding, you know. And she, as a child, was so fascinated by the word was said. there is that language. Another thing I was saying the other day that Baba, we learned to read the alphabet board upside down. Because, but it wasn't totally that. Baba was so considerate, so thoughtful. He would make it three quarters, you know, like that. And sometimes even use his middle finger so this wouldn't come in the way. But still, it was from the other angle. Okay. Now we hear melody. The sweet strains of melody.